This Diamond Insight takes us to South Florida with Randy Fontanez, who just pitched the no-hitter in a 4-0 win over Notre Dame. Randy, you've had some time to think about it. How does it feel to have your school's first no-hitter in nearly 20 years?
I'd have to say it feels pretty nice. I mean, I never expected it to happen, but I'm glad it did. And more than that even, I'm just glad we swept the series this weekend.
At what point in the game did you realize that you had a chance for a no-hitter?
I'd have to say about 7th or 8th. I knew I didn't have any hits, but I was still thinking that they were going to get a stinker or something on me, but, you know, it happened, so.
Anytime there's a no-hitter, there are usually a lot of close calls, or at least some close calls, some big defensive plays along the line, along the way to help things out. Do you remember any from your game?
Of course. It was a huge one. I had, I believe it was their catcher, 0-2, and I left the ball way up, and he hit a hard ball, and it bounced off of Rockhold, plays third, and it bounced up to the shortstop, and he threw it out. So it was a 5-6-3. It was an incredible play.
You had 12 strikeouts in the game as well. What was the key for you in that game, just your approach overall?
I'd have to say working ahead. I mean, I was up on a lot of guys. I had them 1-2, 0-2 a lot, which is, I mean, it's a lot easier to pitch when you're 1-2, 0-2 rather than 2-0, 3-1.
What are you usually like in the dugout, and what were you like during the no-hitter? Any teammates or yourself acting any differently than usual?
No, I mean, pretty much when I pitch, I sit down by myself with Laser, and that's about it. No one ever talks to me, so pretty much I'm by myself with the pitching coach, and on Friday it was pretty much the same thing.
When you're out there in the ninth inning, take us to that. You go into the ninth inning, you've got a no-hitter on the line. What kind of things are going through your mind?
I'd have to say in the night, that's when I really felt that I was nervous, but I was just thinking, make good pitches, work ahead, and try to stay calm, because my first couple of pitches were throwing really hard, but they were everywhere.
Are you breathing a little bit deeper, getting jelly arms and things like that out there in the ninth inning?
Yeah, I had to step off the mound 2 or 3 times just to calm down, you know, and try and stay focused on pitching and, you know, not getting too excited and getting crazy.
What about with one out to go then? They pinch hit, they bring in a guy there, the last batter of the ball game. Take us through that a little bit.
I'd have to say the last guy, because the guy before him, I had 2 strikes on him, and we had a catcher's interference. So I was thinking, and this guy, I just need to either strike out or get him out on the first pitch. So once I got him 1-2, I said I had to do it myself, and I threw my split as hard as I could, hoping he would swing and miss, and it worked out.
And then do you remember anything that you thought of after you got that strikeout?
A couple things. I felt relief, and then I felt excited as well, you know, for throwing that no-hitter. And then after that, it was just a big swarm of people. So,
you were the preseason Big East Pitcher of the Year. You guys played some tough teams like Florida, Ohio State, Oklahoma early on. Were you feeling any pressure at all from some of the hype, some of the preseason expectations that you had specifically on you?
I'd have to say no. I mean, I just try to do the same thing every week. I mean, I don't really let those things get to my head. I just want to stay focused and, you know, try and help the team win. And at the beginning of the year, we have some tough luck, and hopefully that will make us better in the long run.
Well, and that's what I was going to say. Do you feel like some of that tough competition now is going to pay off as you get into conference play?
I'd have to say yes. I mean, we faced some of the best teams in the country, and we had 2 or 3 of them beat in the last inning, and then, you know, things happen. So I feel like that'll make us tougher now, so I think we should be fine.
Coming off a no-hitter now, how do you mentally prepare for the next start and the start after that?
The same way. I don't like to change anything. You know, I just the next day after that game, I ran a heck of a long run and then worked out. And then yesterday we had practice, and Laser made me run again. So, you know, he's probably going to be tougher on me this week just to keep me focused and not worried about the past, because we still got a long way to go this year.
Randy, what's the best thing about being a college baseball player?
There's a lot of good things. I mean, I'd have to say just being with the team. I mean, you're not going to have many friends that go through every single thing that you have to go through on a daily basis, so they know where you're coming from, what you're going through, and, you know, it's a great experience to share that with a bunch of guys that are my friends.
What's the toughest thing?
Toughest thing? School and traveling and maintaining, you know, grades and all that with baseball practice and games and all that.
Before we wrap up, I want to do some word association with you. I'm going to throw some different things at you. You just tell me what comes to mind.
All right.
Let's start off with a teammate of yours, Kevin Quackenbush.
Throws hard.
Another teammate, Junior Carlene.
Goofball.
Meeting Lou Holtz.
Man, that's a good one. Inspirational and hilarious because our team loves to do impressions of him.
Your head coach, Lelo Prada.
Tough, but great guy.
Throwing a no-hitter.
Unbelievable.
South Florida baseball.
Tough.
Last one, Randy Fontanez.
Mentally tough.
Randy Fontanez coming off the first no-hitter in D1 baseball this season. Best of luck to you and your teammates the rest of the way.
Thank you very much.